From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, President Bush said there has been progress in the campaign to uncover the people responsible for last month's terrorist attacks. In an address to federal emergency workers, the president said the FBI had arrested or detained more than 400 people in its investigation, and that about 150 people he described as terrorists and their supporters had been seized in 25 different countries. In addition, the president said U.S. authorities had frozen $6 million in bank accounts linked to terrorist activity. European nations also are continuing to go after the financial holdings of extremist groups. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
The British government delivered Afghanistan's Taliban regime a significant setback today when it froze nearly $90 million of the Afghan leadership's funds. Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Gordon Brown, made the announcement at a Labour Party conference in Brighton.
Ready access to finance is the lifeblood of modern terrorism. And no institution, no bank, no finance house anywhere in the world should be harboring or processing funds for terrorists.
The British government will introduce sweeping new measures designed to make it easier to track the financial networks of organized extremist groups. The move comes on the same day British police arrested a 43-year-old man in London on charges related to planned terrorist activities. Over the weekend, British police detained another man at Gatwick Airport. Police did not reveal any information about either man. A British newspaper reported Sunday that the man arrested at Gatwick is of Middle Eastern origin. British authorities are also accusing an Algerian pilot, Lotfi Raisi, of having trained four of the hijackers involved in the September 11 attacks. Raisi is in custody in Britain and will likely be extradited to the United States. U.S. officials have issued an arrest warrant for him on charges he falsified an application for a pilot's license. French police on Sunday detained Jamel Beghal, who is suspected of having links to Osama bin Laden. The Algerian man, who holds French citizenship, was extradited from the United Arab Emirates. Beghal is the second man extradited to France in the past 3 days. British authorities sent Kamel Daoudi to France on Saturday. He's been detained on charges of being involved with a separate plot to attack U.S. interests in Europe. German police arrested three men over the weekend accused of planning to carry out terrorist attacks in Germany. Two of the men are Yemen nationals. The other is from Turkey. Police have identified the Turkish man as Talip T. They say he ran a fundamentalist Islamic website. Police found an email mailing list at his home, which included the address for Saeed Bahaji. Last week, German police issued arrest warrants for Bahaji and another man, Ramzi bin al-Shib, on charges they were involved in a terrorist cell based in Hamburg that planned the September 11 attacks. Both men have disappeared. Three of the alleged hijackers lived in Hamburg, and investigators there say they're now convinced that Mohammed Atta, Marwan al-Shehi, and Ziad Jarrah formed the core of that cell. And despite reports that a second terrorist cell has been found in Hamburg, police officials in the city deny it. The FBI has dispatched about two dozen agents to Germany. That would indicate that the northern German city of Hamburg is now the focal point of the FBI's European investigation. Olaf Scholz is Hamburg's interior minister.
Hamburg is at the center of the investigation because the three persons that were in the planes lived in Hamburg, and it is approximately 100 policemen working just on the case in our town.
Scholz says investigators in the northern German city are also monitoring the activity of Mahmoud Darkhasanli, a small business owner who's been linked with at least one of the hijackers. Syrian-born Darkhasanli has not been arrested, but Scholz says he is under constant surveillance. Darkhasanli is believed to have met with Marwan al-Shehi as late as this summer. Al-Shehi is thought to have piloted the second plane that crashed into the World Trade Center. But despite more than 6,500 leads in Germany alone, no arrests have been made here linked to the September 11 attacks. According to some reports, Hamburg housed a vast network of terrorists and supporters. Interior Minister Scholz says there is no evidence so far to support that claim. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.